You're listening to our rolling coverage of Hajj, and today is day one of Hajj. And we cross over to the Blessed Lands. We're joined by Mulana Ubay Lurgat from the United Kingdom, who is a student of the Jamia. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you? Hope you're well, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, under the circumstances, everyone in South Africa, we trust are well. How are you? What's the feeling like? What's the emotions like at the commencement of the first day of Hajj?
MashaAllah, it's a real experience, alhamdulillah. As you can imagine, very different to what's probably been ever been experienced before. Alhamdulillah, this is only my first Hajj, so I can't compare it to anything else. But if we were to compare it to the busy times of Ramadan, when the atmosphere is really kicking, alhamdulillah, this is a more peaceful, organized, and more rigid sort of Hajj. There's still a lot of people, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, in our tent in Mina, our camp, sorry, we have over 123 rooms. So alhamdulillah, as you can imagine, that's approximately almost 800 people in our camp. So alhamdulillah, still very busy. Alhamdulillah.
Many of our listeners are familiar with the traditional setup of Mina, with the different camps, and they're more or less proximity to the Jamarat. So are you able to perhaps share with us, you know, where is your camp located? Just to give us a feel and a sense of where we're speaking to you.
Yeah. Our camp is, so do you know where the towers are?
Yeah.
Of Mina? A little bit further away from that. So maybe probably about 10 camps down or something. I think they're using only, as you can imagine, because there's maximum going to be 60,000. So they're only using a few camps. So we're in one of the camps. So approximately, my estimation is about 10 camps are being used. And that it's located a bit close to the Jamarat, but more towards the tower site.
Alhamdulillah. We've seen some videos emerge of camps with mattresses and a couch in it and things like that. Is there different setups? Are there different setups in the various camps, or are all similarly similar?
Yes. No, so I think there are three types of camps. One is for the high quality camps. That includes the towers. So they'd probably be a little bit more comfortable. The basic camps, the starting camams, each room has six beds because of social distancing. So alhamdulillah, everything is kept socially distanced. Every haji is provided with a hygiene kit, his own musalla, his own Quran, his own sheets and covers and stuff. And then that's like the basic tent. But alhamdulillah, you know, they provide three meals a day, and also, which is included in the packages, you have like an open tuck shop. I don't know if that's what you call it in South Africa as well. You know, you can go in to buy, it's free, alhamdulillah. So, you know, you get drinks, waters, juices, biscuits, cakes, all that is available for free for the Hajis to make their stay convenient and comfortable.
Yes. And in terms of the meal...
And then you have the middle stage as well. Yes.
How is that being served?
It's all individually packed. So the closest example I can give you is, you know how we have on the airplane?
Yes.
Everyone has the individual trays. It's very, very similar to that. Everything is packaged. For example, yesterday, you see, we arrived early, one day early because of the timings. So each group is allocated a slot. So ours was one of the first groups yesterday. Our meetup was at 7 a.m. And our Umrah slot was from 9 a.m. till approximately 11 a.m. So we did our Umrah and stuff like that, and then we came to Mina early yesterday. So everything, mashallah, is very organized, and the meals and stuff is based on individually. So it's like the same way you get food on the plane, in the foil containers, very warm, hot, And, you know, with salad and little maybe side dishes as well. And they always give a drink and water as well.
Yes. And in terms of the Hajj that you will be performing, so you performed the Umrah, and from that you've already entered into the Ihram of Hajj.
Some of us have entered the state of Ihram. Others are still doing so today because we have until Dhuhr. So before, what it was that people were unsure whether we'd be able to do the Tamattu Hajj. So whether we could get out the state of Ihram when we reach Mina or not. Alhamdulillah, we were allowed to do Tamattu. Before, it was only supposed to be Ihram and maybe Quran. But alhamdulillah, they allowed us to do Tamattu. So a lot of the Hajis have come. They did Umrah yesterday. For example, myself, my group, we did Umrah yesterday. We came out Ihram, so we were very comfortable. And then today we will, some of us have already enrolled the Ihram and for Hajj now from Mina. And some of us will be doing so before Dhuhr, inshallah.
As you indicated earlier that you, you know, have not performed Hajj before, but you've certainly performed Umrah before. This particular Umrah, how was it different from the previous Umrahs that you've performed?
With regards to generally in Corona times, alhamdulillah, the Umrah, since it's been open, I think, for a few months now, it's been, obviously, the Mataf, it's been not, I don't want to use the word restricted, but in the sense that you're not as free to do as you wish, obviously, because, you know, it's for the benefit of the masses. So Tawaf is then you're supposed to follow the lines. And normally it's free. You're able to do it at your own pace. However, for Hajj right now, for our Umrah, everyone had a guide from the Haram. And in groups of 20, you follow this leader. And you do your Tawaf with him. So your group of 20 stays together. And you complete 7 rounds. It's, mashallah, a very good pace, medium pace, not too fast, not too slow. And then you finish the tawaf with him. And then they take you to the section where you pray your 2 rakats of tawaf.
Yes. So this leader, is it provided from your tour operator, your Hajj operator, or is it from the Haram side?
No, it's from the Haram side. Haram side. I did the Ministry of Hajj. They allocate the volunteers and the those who give directions and support.
And then proceeding with the Tawaf and the Tamattu, all of that, you know, the Tawaf and the Sa'i, that all continued very easily. In terms of then getting back and getting to the Haram, what sort of transport has been arranged for that? And also, perhaps you could give us some insight into the fellow members of your group, those that are around you, from which countries are they?
The means of transport is by buses. So, originally, right from the beginning, even if nobody is allowed to enter Makkah, except with our group. And the way that's done is that you meet at a meeting point, around Mecca, so maybe Jeddah and those areas around, like Jumum or somewhere. Thereafter, everyone is put on a bus, and then you take them to Masjid al-Haram. Same way, after you finish Tawaf and your Umrah, you put on a bus from Marwa side, and that brings you to Mina. And from Mina to Arafah, and then to Muzdalifah, and back to Mina, and then back to Masjid al-Haram, everything is done with coaches and buses. So, mashallah, there's like, you know, hundreds and thousands of buses, mashallah, you know, to take the Hajis around.
Some of the members that are part of the group or who are around you sharing the same tent with you?
So, we have a couple of doctors in our group as well. Mainly, their nationalities, Uzbekistani, Egyptians, there's Sri Lankans. There's also a couple of French brothers as well, Algerian. So alhamdulillah, we have a good mix. It's all those who, there's a lot of, there's some locals and there's a lot of, mainly in my group, it seems, to be expats. So, you know, those who are working within the kingdom. And there seems to be a lot of Egyptian brothers as well.
Alhamdulillah. So for you, in terms of the arrangement, when has there any been indication as to when will you be taken to Arafat?
They haven't given us the full schedule. Everything is determined by the time the Ministry of Hajj gives to the group. And then the group will decide, because obviously the camp is quite large. As I said, there's approximately about 730, maybe 800 people. So, you know, that will require a lot of time. So everyone will be given their slots. But inshallah, we hope to go in the morning and stay till Maghrib, inshallah.
Mawlana Bey, Jazakumullah Khair for the update. You've certainly brought Hajj alive for our listeners across the globe. And we look forward to touching base with you and getting updates through the days of Hajj, inshallah. Barakallah Fikum. All the best inshallah. For today, inshallah, until inshallah. We speak again. May Allah keep you in a good condition, except for Hajj.
Ameen. Kindly remember me and my family in your du'as as well. And inshallah, we'll be praying for the people of South Africa as well. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala grant the world aman and safety and security again. Bismillah.
Barakallah Fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, that was our first crossover for the morning. We've spoken to Mawlana Ubay Lorgat from the United Kingdom. He's a student at the Jamia. Mawlana has already made his way to Mina yesterday. He's already almost spent close to 24 hours in Mina. They performed their Umrah and then they came out of Ihram and they will shortly be entering into the Ihram of Hajj this morning while they remain in the camps in Mina. And this is where the Hujjaj are expected to perform five salah, the Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr, and then proceed to the plains of Arafat. You are listening to our rolling coverage on Radio Islam International.